What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I hope it's warming up wherever you are, because let me tell you something. We just got done frozing our buns off. We need it warmed up. We're going to call this episode, what are we calling it? Legacy, period. Period. Legacy. 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 Look, legacy is a funny thing. Thank you for joining us, by the way. Love and appreciate all of you. So many people are concerned with their legacy. It's so crazy to me how many people they're planning for, like, their funeral. I remember meeting a guy in his mid ages. You know, it's like he's already plotting, like, this is where I'm going to die. Can you imagine? Like, you're on this earth and you're like, yeah, that's my lot right there in the cemetery. I'm like, what? I'm thinking, jump in the hole now. I mean, obviously you're useless to anyone, because if you're mid-aged and you're looking at your plot of land where they're going to bury you, which is bizarre in another moment, because you're not even there, dude. So what is the point? Just we're mourning your skeleton? I mean, we're sure mourning the life you live, because you're not living one. So you're looking at your plot thinking one day you're going to have a legacy? Legacy is, it's leaving somebody something that has value. That's what legacy is. It's what you're known for. It's the whole, what are you doing with your dash, you know? And when you think of what you're doing on this earth for God, right? What is your legacy spiritually going to be, is really what we're talking about, right? I'm not concerned if you have 55 boats when you die. That's not going to do anything for me. I don't care if you have mansions to give anybody. Please. What did you do back to yesterday? What did you do with what has been given to you? That, my friends, is legacy. I think, again, it's overrated and way too thought through. I remember it was a Father's Day one year, and I was getting ready for church. I think it was like one of the few times a year I'm like putting on like a tie, a shirt, a coat. You know, I'm like, it's Father's Day, man. We had the gift for the dads. And Father's Day is kind of like this bizarre moment, because Mother's Day, everyone's in, right? If you want to buy flowers for moms, it's like hundreds. If you want to give a battery to a dad, there's like no one. Dads are like missing in action. Just put dad on the face of a milk carton, because dad has been missing in America for like 100 years. Look, I guarantee, chances are, if you're listening to me, you got a busted relationship with your dad. And if you don't, praise God. And as I was getting ready, you know, I put my tie on, I had my shirt tucked in, and I just went to take a glance in the mirror. And as I looked in the mirror, I saw my son Isaac. He was probably like 3, 4. And he looked ridiculous. He had my suit coat on and my dress shoes on. And he's looking in the mirror. And it was this weird moment for me where I'm looking in the mirror and I'm looking at him looking in the mirror, and we're looking at each other in the mirror. And it just dawned on me, in a few years, that's who he's going to be. And it was like this weird prophetic moment where he's wearing my clothes and he's looking in the mirror as I'm looking in the mirror. And I realized that that's it, bro. Like, he is going to be me. And quite frankly, if I think too hard about it, it'd scare you. I mean, who feels like they're adequately prepared to raise a kid in this world? I mean, really, every one of us. I remember somebody had a new baby and I was in the room after and everybody's celebrating and somebody walks in and goes, "Congratulations, mom. Get ready for a life of guilt." And it rubbed me wrong because I was like, that's the worst thing you could say to someone. And then they were kind of making a joke about mom guilt. And just as a parent, you know, or as anybody that's supposed to be responsible, sometimes you feel a little inadequate and you wish you could do more. My point is, I've learned in life not to overthink legacy. Legacy isn't some far-flung end when I'm dying inheritance that you want to hand someone. It's every single day serving God, making the kingdom first. And when you look back, you've raised amazing kids and you've been an amazing wife or daughter or husband or friend. But if you overthink relationships, you'll whiff every time. But when Christ is our first and that's our focus, I'm telling you right now, legacy happens. Inheritance happens. What you're doing for God on this earth happens. But it happens out of putting God first. So not overthinking it. And if you think too hard about it, you'll strike out. If you focus on God and His kingdom, my kids will follow. Because it's not the trust or the inheritance planning or the house that's going to make the difference. It's seeing mom and dad pray. It's watching dad not fly off the handle in every single situation in life, trusting God, praying when someone's sick, declaring life when something's hurting, getting a phone call in the middle of the night and Isaac seeing daddy just pray. And when daddy's hurt, Isaac prays for me. And that's what legacy is. It's the things that are unspoken that'll shape the world. After the break, I'm going to share with you why heaven and this world at the very same time is counting on you. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about legacy. It could be inheritance. Look, whatever you're doing on this earth, that's going to be felt when you're gone. I remember Pastor Mark coming here, Dr. Mark Spitzbergen, and I think I've told you before, he came and he was like, man, one of my relatives was the first missionary in Rhode Island, and we're driving around the cemetery, and we actually went to like Rhode Island and found her plot, and she was like this radical missionary to, you know, the Puritans in New England, And I'm looking at Dr. Mark, who's like a fifth generation preacher, and I'm thinking it all makes sense. Of course, your relatives are awakeners, you know what I mean? People from the Great Awakening. And we're doing a tour, and I'm telling about, and you know, the Jonathan Edwards here, and here's where Charles Finney was born. And we're talking about, you know, New England is just filled with awakening history, you know? And we're going through all this stuff, you know, and then we're in our church, you know, our church location in New London. It's like, you know, George Whitfield preach here, Jonathan Edwards, David Brainerd, all these, you know, look at the building, look at the land, da, 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 revolutionary, da, da, da. First service, first night, first time ever in Connecticut at our churches. I mean, he's a, you know, board member, a father, all, he's a great, great guy, great man of God. He stands up and he starts telling about the history of his little relatives and all that we see and all in New England. And all of a sudden he says this. The problem is if most of you would die today, we wouldn't know who you are. And I was like, wow, way to introduce yourself to everybody here. If you were to die today no one would, you're forgettable. And most likely you're forgettable because you're not leaving or living a life of significance. If you were to die today and the only, you know, it's your job that's missing you, and you're not standing in line to heaven with the harvest behind you of what you built on this earth in the spirit, then what does it matter? Catherine Coleman, great healing evangelist, woman transformed this earth. On her deathbed, what is the final message you want to tell the church? She said, the greatest disappointment is when you get to heaven and you realize all that you could have had on this earth if you'd only believe. That's legacy. That's inheritance. It's what you're preparing for. It's what you're living for in faith that really makes your legacy. I see parents all that you're just trying too hard, dude. Stop. The Bible says, train up a child the way they should go and they will not depart. You want to know the issue? It's you. Children aren't raised in the ways of God, quite frankly, because the parent doesn't know the way they should go in God. You can't give your children something you don't even have. If you've not encountered God, don't expect your kids to. If you've not really met the Lord, don't expect people to follow you. It doesn't happen like that. You can't give somebody what you don't own. And we have got to be men and women that live by the fire, by the encounter, by the burning bush, and that determines what we do. I see it in church all the time. The hardest thing to do is from someone that comes from a churched area, religion, politics, this and that, guarded, critical, and then they come into our area and I'm just like, no, dude, it's not even like that. Nobody cares. The Holy Spirit is the center of everything we do. Yes, I want excellence. Yes, I want systems. Yes, I want things to do. But that is the focus. If we are around the bush, everything else happens. It doesn't matter. I've noticed I did not get in this to be a part of dead Christianity or dead religion on any level, including probably the one you're serving. That's not why I'm here. This ex-heroin addict, this person that's been on drugs, that has been set free, is here because I've been transformed by the fire. And that's the only way you go forward. My wisdom doesn't come from men. What I'm after, you can't get by earthly means. We must live for something greater than ourselves and not live in our heads. We need renewed minds and renewed hearts to build a legacy. Romans chapter 8, verse 22, I believe, says that all creation, this earth, is groaning for the manifest sons and daughters of God. We mentioned that last week. All of this earth is counting on you. All of heaven is counting on you. All of hell is counting on you. If you could hear heaven right now, heaven would be saying, go faster, run harder. If you could listen to hell right now, you know what hell would be saying? Run faster, go harder. Hell sucks. From heaven to hell, they're both cheering you on to get this race done. And you're watching Hawaii Five-0. What am I supposed to do with this? You're supposed to be an awakener to shake in this world for God, and you're so consumed with your own affairs. Look, watch away. I'm not against television. Have fun. I am against you fooling yourself thinking that you're leaving a legacy behind when you're not having anything to do with it spiritually. Your businesses, your money, the things you can control in the natural, are all going to fade away. You can't take it with you when you die. When you die, the only thing on this earth that's going to matter is yesterday's topic. What did you do with what he gave you? Your availability. So today I want you to know, God has a plan for you. Don't overthink legacy. Live faith. Make your values on the word of God and everything will pan out. Focus on heaven. Don't focus on getting money. Don't focus on just your education. Don't focus on just being this and being. I've never seen, look, married couples freak me out, man. I told a dude the other day, don't ever say the word date again. I told him out of my mouth. I said, you are hurting your marriage every time you say the word date. Why? Because you've set yourself up to think this is a special occasion, is the only time you're having a conversation with your wife, and that's foolish. You live and love your wife every single day. And if you go out together and have a great meal, fine. But you set this thing up that you don't have a relationship and you call it a date, get that vocab out of your mouth. We don't live on dates. My whole life is a date with this beautiful woman I married. Stop overthinking everything. Make kingdom your value. You want to live introspective? You're going to die that way. And you'll never have peace because you're constantly going to be going through the trash can of your heart wondering what else is there. That is no way to live. You're an overcomer and you are called to leave a legacy. Focus on heaven. Focus on love. Focus on life. You are going to change this world.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.